naughty, nasty computer. Shame, 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 naughty computer. Naughty, nice computer. Nice, soft, naughty computer. Oh, computer.
We're talking about things you can do to protect your data in case of disaster. And if you want to see the links to the resources we have posted, you can do so at datadoctors.com. You click on the radio show section, and then you scroll down to the section that says resources, things like disaster planning. There's a link there, I think, to the American Red Cross that tells you things you can do to prepare your business.
Actually, disaster planning is Ken's column.
Oh, Ken's column on disaster planning.
On disaster planning.
That is like a preview, actually, of the column that will hit newspapers in various places all over.
Yes.
On Monday. Avoiding data loss and some things you can do. There's a link there, data loss prevention strategies. So there's a couple different things that kind of cross over depending on if you're a home user or a business user or both, and things you can do. Personal data backup solution, that's that data vault thing we were talking about. It's a very simple kind of system we came up with. It involves an external hard drive and some specialized software that basically you set it up one time, or actually we set it up for you one time.
Right.
And you can kind of forget about it. It takes care of every evening on a scheduled basis whenever we want it scheduled for. It goes in and just makes a complete copy of everything on your drive. So you don't have to think about either storing all your stuff in a special place or figuring out where all the stuff is that you care about. Instead, it just backs up everything and it makes a complete bootable image. So an exact copy of your drive on a daily, weekly, hourly, however often you want kind of basis. And it's kind of a set it and forget it kind of method of backup.
Cool.
Protecting business data and keeping your PC power consistent, because we all know that without consistent PC power, it's not real possible to do real good computing, and oftentimes you can corrupt or damage your data, so it can fall into that disaster category. So some of the things that you can do to prevent from being hit by the disaster bug, right?
Absolutely.
And of course, there are links to previous shows, all the shows for the past couple of years you can link back to. Audio archives, so we're encoding this show right now as we speak in MP3, and the segments will get put up as soon as we can figure out how to connect to the internet today, which is not happening here in the studio for whatever reason, but that's all right. We'll get that figured out. Feedback, you can ask a question and make a suggestion. We're going to jump into our email bag in just a few minutes here and see what we got. And, of course, one of our most popular segments, our Geek Speak of the Week, which we're going to hit right now as soon as I can reach over here, which is too far away, and
get it. Yep.
Find a button. There it is.
There it is. All right.
And I started my music just as Rusty's going to start his music, so that's going to be bad. Geek Speak of the Week. This week's Geek Speak of the Week. We have to do it quick. We got less than a minute. Go, Adam.
All right. This week's Geek Speak is SneakerNet, which is a term used for moving electronic data by picking something up and actually physically moving it from one computer to another.
The Sneaker Network.
And it's so old school.
Yes, it is.
Hey, but it works. It's effective. It was in the old days, you take a floppy from computer to computer, but today it could be a flash drive, a zip drive.
The sneaker net lives.
The sneaker net lives. Also called the armpit net, the floppy net, or somewhere in the 90s called the Nike network.
You think there'll be a sneaker net too?
You never know.
That's faster and better?
I think that's the little flash drives.
Oh, okay.
It's the computer corner. We got a full hour of show to go. When we come back, we've got Dave, we got Craig, we got Bruce, we got Peter, we got Chris, and a little bit of room for you at 602-277-5827, 277-KTAR, or join us online at datadoctors.com. Click on the radio show section. Back right after the news.